Okay, so we're up to Perek Zion Mishnah Aleph and Shkalim over here. So this is a fast. The two Mishnahs that we'll do this morning, God willing, are two fascinating Mishnahs in particular because of their relevance to other areas of halacha. Has to do with all sorts of ideas of where you find something on the floor and what happens to it based on where you find it. So in particular, we've been discussing in the last parak, if you remember, that there were 13 different collection chests that used to exist in the Beis HaMikdash, in the courtyard over there. And the question is, let's say someone was a little bit careless, and in other words, they threw the coin in, and you know, sometimes you throw a coin in, and sometimes you think your basketball skills are a little bit better than they probably are, and you throw it in and you miss. So what happens in the Beis HaMikdash if they found a coin in between two different collection chests? So just the one piece of information that you do need to know is that the way the collection chests were sort of placed in the Beis HaMikdash was that they were in a circle. So it was essentially 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. So 1 and 13 were right next to each other. Think of it as like the 1 and the 12 on a clock. That's essentially how 1 and 13 were placed next to each other in the Beis HaMikdash, and all of them were placed. So let's see what the Mishnah has to say. Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph. Ma'os shenimtzu vein hashkalim lenedava. Let's say you have coins in the Beis HaMikdash that were found between the shkalim chest and the voluntary offerings chest. So again, the shkalim chest is the first chest. We would consider that, and the voluntary offerings is with the 13 ones, so they were right next to each other. So if you found coins in between the two of them, well then the halacha is as follows. Karov l'shkalm, yiplu l'shkalm. If you have a coin that's closer to the shkalm chest, then it goes to the shkalm chest. Lanadava. If you have a coin that's closer to the voluntary offerings chest, then it goes to that chest. But let's say mechza l'mechza, yiplu lanadava. If you have a coin that is literally 50-50 right in between the two of them, then it goes to the voluntary offerings chest. And the reason why is because essentially, and we'll see this, we're going to repeat similar cases a few times, that ultimately we always give the money, if we're not sure where it belongs, we always give it to the chest that has a higher sanctity. In other words, the money is being used for something holier. We never want to go down in Kedusha. We always want to make sure we're at least maintaining, if not going up. So we give it to the voluntary offerings chest, which is used for a higher level offering than the shkalim chest would be used for. Bane. Eitzim lavona. Let's say you find a coin between the chest used for the wood for the mizbeach or the chest used to buy the frankincense. So karav leitzim yiplu leitzim. This again, if you find it closer to the wood chest, give it to the wood chest. Lavona yiplu lavona. If you find it closer to the frankincense chest, you give it to the lavona chest. Mechzel mechzel yiplu lavona. But again, the frankincense money is considered to be a higher value. That's a higher level of sanctity. Therefore, if it's halfway in between the two of them, you give it to the frankincense chest. Bain kinin legozle ola. Let's say you find a coin between the two chests. One of the chests was for the bird pairs, and the other one was for the young ola offerings that we discussed. So karov lakinin yiplu lakinin legozle ola yiplu legozle ola. If one is closer to the kinin chest, and it goes to the kinin. One goes closer to the gozle ola, it goes to the gozle ola chest. But mechzel mechzel, if it's 50-50 in between, yiplu legozle ola, goes to the young ola bird offerings, because the sacrifices in total there are going to be for a higher sanctity than the sacrifices in the other chest. But let's say now, switching gears for a second, bein chulin lemaiser sheni, if coins were found between two chests, right, not specifically right here in the Beis HaMikdash, but you had two chests that were maybe outside the Beis HaMikdash, and one was for just collecting, you know, regular tzedakah money, just for non-holy coins, and one was for collecting Meiser Sheni coins. So again, Karov l'chulin yiplu l'chulin, the Meiser Sheni yiplu l'Meiser Sheni. If you have one closer to the chulin chest, to the non-holy chest, it goes to there. One closer to the Meiser Sheni chest goes to there. Mechza l'mechza, but halfway in between both of them, yiplu l'Meiser Sheni. It goes to the Meiser Sheni, because that is, again, the higher sanctity than just a regular chulin, a regular non-holy coin. And concludes Mishnah Aleph Zeha Klal Holchin Achar Akrov LaHakel. No matter what, we always go even to the lenient chest, as long as it's closer to that, whatever is closer. But Mechzel Mechzel Hachmir. But if it's in between, we always go the stringent opinion. We always go to the stricter possibility, to the holier chest, and not the more lenient chest. We'll just read one more Mishnah. Another interesting idea. Let's say Maus Shenimtzu Lifnei Sochari Behema. Let's say you find money in Yerushalayim, in front of an animal dealer. The guy who sells animals, that's what his job is. Maybe not as common nowadays, but back in the day, you can imagine in Yerushalayim, this was a common or somewhat common thing, that someone would sell animals for sacrifices and the like. So says the Mishnah, if you find coins right in front of this guy selling animals in Yerushalayim, li'olam ma'aser, you always assume that this is ma'aser sheni money, because people would be using this money to buy things in Yerushalayim in general. So the money that was on the floor would likely be Ma'aser Sheni money. But let's say Bahar HaBayis, if he found money on the Temple Mount itself, Chulin, you would assume that it was Chulin, you would assume that it was non-holy money, just regular money, because you assume someone just dropped it, you know, they took some money out of their pocket for whatever reason, they just dropped some coins, and you would assume that since they weren't buying anything, they just dropped it, that it would be for a non-holy, that it was a non-consecrated money. But says the Mishnah, Yerushalayim, if you found some money on the street in Yerushalayim, so not in front of an animal dealer, just anywhere in Yerushalayim. So there are two possible scenarios. B'sha'as ha'regel ma'aser, if you find it during one of the three regalim, when all the Jews used to come up to Yerushalayim, up to the Beis HaMikdash, so if you found money on the streets then, since most people at that point in time were going to be carrying ma'aser sheni money with them, again, so if you're redeemed in Yerushalayim, we're not going into all the halachos, but basically, people had a ma'aser sheni money, they would take it and redeem it in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, so if it was during the regalim time when more people have Ma'aser Sheni money at that time, then you would assume that any money found on the floor in Yerushalayim would be Ma'aser Sheni money. But Uveshar Kli Mos Hashana, but during the rest of the year, when again these are just people walking around the streets of Yerushalayim, I guess the residents of Yerushalayim who don't necessarily who are usually carrying non-consecrated money more than the consecrated money. So in that situation, Chulin, you always assume that it's Chulin and it's non-holy money. Okay, that brings us to the end of Mishnah Beis, and God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with Mishnah.